Hi, everyone. I'm Kelly, and I work at Children's Hospital, and I want to thank Susan Wu and Katrina Kubitschek for contributing to our survey. So the objectives of today are to compare public attitudes towards universal health coverage for adults versus children, describe the major reasons why some Los Angeles County residents oppose healthcare reform, and analyze how public perceptions of health reform policies may impact future implementation efforts. Just a little bit of background about our project. We are funded by First Five of Los Angeles. We started in April of 2010, and our project aims to prepare and mobilize healthcare providers to be effective advocates towards achieving universal, affordable, and meaningful healthcare coverage for all children ages 0 through 5. So in we implemented a needs assessment to evaluate the state of children's health insurance and to identify challenges and barriers to advocacy for children's health care and to find out potential policy strategies that would be politically feasible. There are a lot of national community surveys out there that track attitudes towards the Affordable Care Act, which showed not a lot of public support for the mandate and universal government supported insurance, which isn't a shock for everyone here. Our hypothesis was that California might be a little different in our perception, especially Los Angeles County. And you know, in California, we already have Healthy Way LA and we have Healthy San Francisco, so we kind of thought we might be more supportive of the mandate and health care reform. So that's kind of what this assessment came out of. So what we did was we had a computerized survey, and we went out in Los Angeles County and we interviewed people. So participants were eligible to participate if they were at least 18 or older, they resided in Los Angeles County, and they spoke English or Spanish. We had a survey, and our data collection methods were approved by the Children's Hospital Los Angeles Institutional Review Board. And this data provided the project team with a better understanding of the general public's perceptions of both child health insurance and healthcare reform. So participants who were eligible to complete the survey, we had a computer-assisted survey handheld device, and it was about 10 to 15 minutes depending on each individual respondent. And the trained data collectors went through the survey with each participant. So for those of you not familiar with LA, this is our county, and it's been divided into 8 SPAs, which are service planning areas. Los Angeles County is huge. So it's been divided into 8 geographic regions, so the Department of Public Health can better assess the needs of Los Angeles County and kind of focus their measures on the different areas. So we completed 324 surveys from January to May of 2011. Originally, we had the great idea that it was going to take us like 3 weeks to finish it, and we were just going to go out there and everyone was going to say yes, and of course I'll fill out your survey, like why wouldn't I? So that didn't happen. It actually took us about 4 to 5 months to complete it, and our original goal was to get 500 respondents, and obviously we didn't quite get that. And then the breakup of the percentages is how many respondents came from those areas. So just to give people an idea of the breakup, so like SPA 1 up in the corner, it's the Palmdale-Lancaster area. SPA 2 is the Burbank-Calabasas area, and SPA 3 is Pomona-San Dimas. SPA 4, which is in red, is Hollywood, West Hollywood, and parts of downtown. SPA 5 is the Beverly Hills, Malibu, Santa Monica area, and then SPA 6 is Compton, Crenshaw, Watts area. 7 is Downey, East LA, and Bell. And then SPA 8 is the Long Beach, Manhattan Beach, Hermosa Beach area. So as you can imagine, the needs of each community is very different. So we figured that. We went into the public areas to try and collect our surveys. We went to a lot of colleges, community colleges, went to UCLA, USC, a lot of the state universities. We went to car washes. We went to anywhere we could find people in LA that wouldn't kick us out. We went to farmers markets, parks, dog parks, malls, rec centers, just anywhere we thought people would want to respond to our survey. For some of the spas, particularly SPA 1, we had to do random digit dials the SPOG one is very spread out. There's no like downtown area where there's a lot of people that hang out. It's very based. So we had to purchase phone numbers through a company and then do the random digit dial. We had to do that for SPA 6 as well as SPA 7 and SPA 8 in order to get a fair representation of everyone from each SPA. So to give you an idea of who responded to our surveys versus who's in LA County, our demographic profile indicates that a little more than half, or 59%, of our respondents are female, and a lot of these numbers correspond pretty well to Los Angeles County. The majority reported being single, 57%, and an additional 31% reported being married or living with a partner. The average age of our respondents was relatively young. This was because we did it a lot at the community colleges and the university system. They were the most responsive and eager to completing our survey. So that kind of explains why those numbers are a little higher. The 26 was a lot of the grad students at like USC and UCLA, and then the undergrads, 18 to 25. So those are kind of the majority. We had a hard time reaching the 65 plus population. Those were mostly done through the random digit dial. We also only did the survey in Spanish and English because those were the only languages that that we spoke as the data collection team, so there were some limitations in that survey as well, although those are the two predominant languages spoken in LA County. Again, just some demographic information about income. We tried to get a fair representation of LA County, so the table on the left represents our survey respondents, and then the one on the right is LA County. We did a lot of our responses based on census and then some other surveys done in LA. So the variables don't match the LA County because this was data I found. So I tried to do a general close match so you can get an idea of what people's income levels are. And then, so to get into kind of results of our survey, we found that more than three quarters or 78% of respondents reported having health insurance for themselves, with most having private insurance paid either by themselves at 15% or their employer, which was 43%. Again, a lot of them were college students, so they reported for their parents, and a lot of them had said they had insurance, but it was through the employer. 72% reported being either satisfied or very satisfied with their health insurance. And then this isn't on here, but a lot of people actually don't access their health insurance all the time, so it's kind of an interesting number that people are so satisfied, but we know that people, when they access, sometimes have problems with their with their insurance. And then data indicated that uninsured respondents were more likely to live in SPA 3, which is the San Gabriel Valley, at 35%, SPA 4, which is the metro LA area, with 33%, and then SPA 7, which is the East LA, at 32%. These areas have generally high immigrant populations, which may explain the higher rates of uninsured, given that they're not always eligible for the public insurance programs. So the most common response for not having health insurance was the cost of the insurance and lack of eligibility for their employer-based coverage. Some of them weren't eligible because they were still in their probationary period, or they were part-time, so they weren't eligible. And then only a small portion of respondents, 3%, reported not knowing how to get health insurance or having a pre-existing condition which prohibited their eligibility. So in relation to the public's perception of health insurance coverage, the majority of the survey respondents at 58% supported the idea that the government should require all Americans to have health insurance. And then these are the way we worded the statements too. So. So we assessed to what extent certain issues may influence respondents' support for current healthcare legislation. Respondents were asked to indicate how much, one, an increase in taxes, two, an increase in healthcare costs, three, limitations to current coverage, and four, whether healthcare reform would cover illegal immigrants might affect their support for healthcare reform. And the results indicated that the most common reason was a concern that their healthcare, that their own insurance and healthcare costs would go up. We also asked whether the government has a role in making sure all Americans have access to affordable healthcare. 84% either strongly agreed or disagreed with the statement, and then 17% either disagree or strongly disagree. And then, so this chart shows the difference between children and adults. So the darker orange bar is children, the lighter one is adults. So we assess to what extent the government should both require and subsidize health insurance for children and adults. And when asked whether the government should require all parents to buy health insurance for their children, even if they can't afford it, less than a quarter of the respondents, that 24%, indicated yes. So this indicated that while the public supports the idea of having universal care for children, they recognize that this can be an added cost to households who cannot afford it, and therefore it shouldn't be something that parents should be forced to buy if they're unable to do so. When respondents were asked, how much do you agree with the following statement? All children in the United States should have health insurance coverage. Almost 96% either agreed or strongly agreed, and this was across all of LA County, all of the service planning areas. But when asked who should pay for this, most respondents believed it was both a mixture of the parents as well as state and federal government. And then when parents are unable to pay for the insurance, the most common reason as to who should subsidize the insurance included federal government with 78% and the state at 75%. And then we also asked about whether their parents' employer should cover it or charities and nonprofits, and those were about 34 and 33, respectively. The vast majority, 91%, reported that they feel either very favorable or favorable about the government, either state or federal, subsidizing the cost for parents. And similarly, when asked whether the government should subsidize the cost of health insurance for adults, 88 of respondents found this to be either favorable or very favorable. Again, we think this is due to the universal acceptance of these positions, and we didn't find any variation across LA County. And then we found that there is higher, but only slightly higher, support for universal children's coverage, and there's high support for government subsidies of children's coverage, and more willingness of the public to pay more if it increased access to well child services for others. So we thought this may suggest a role for strategies which expand programs to children separate from adults. We also asked people what was important to them in their own healthcare package. So responses include that preventative care was very important. It was on a scale of 1 to 10. And then substance abuse and prescriptions were the most important parts of their personal healthcare package. And then we asked if you would be willing to pay more for the following if it would improve your coverage. And so we asked this question twice. We asked it for yourself, and we asked it for all Americans. So a lot of people would be willing to pay more if they felt that their coverage was expanded, if they had more dental or well-child visits was really important, and that people would actually be willing to pay more to improve coverage for all Americans. So just some opportunities for education and policy development. Our survey found that there's a high level of support of federal subsidies for healthcare costs for both adults and children. We also found that there are high rates of uninsured adults in Los Angeles County, which is also similar to other surveys such as the California Health Interviews Survey or the County Health Survey that's done in LA County. So our results are pretty in line with other statewide and national surveys that are done. We did have several study limitations. Like I mentioned before, we did have a smaller sample size than we had originally hoped for, getting 324 instead of the 500. The language limitation, again, was a challenge because while English and Spanish are the two most dominant languages, it's not the only language that's spoken in LA, so we did miss a good population of people. We're also not sure if the fact that we were identified as Children's Hospital Los Angeles employees was a factor in a bias of people. And I think it's also hard, too, because we were asking very personal questions about income and about whether or not they were born in the United States, and sometimes people don't want to answer these questions. And then, again, the fact that we had some high response rates at the college campuses, but then really low at other places, and such as the farmers markets and some other areas. And so those were some of our limitations that we faced. And the issue of who should pay still remains a big concern, and it's important to focus our advocacy efforts on government subsidy programs and those with the greatest needs, like the uninsured, and working with legislators from those communities with the highest rates of uninsured individuals would optimize these efforts. And then our next steps will be to advocate for expansion of child-specific public programs and strategies for universal coverage for children with government premium subsidies, and inform legislators and policymakers about our findings. So that's it. So if anyone has any questions or any kind of similar survey that you're doing and you want to talk about it, you can go ahead and email me. So thank you.